from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
That's what I was supposed to do over the weekend. But you and I were not on speaking terms because of the game that was taking place on Sunday afternoon.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
I was sitting at the house on Saturday, and I was like, I swear I had something to do with Will this weekend. No, go watch the Jets-Giants game together. There was something I was supposed to do for Will, or introduce Will to something. And then that rejoin reminded me, you have to listen to Greta Van Fleet.
Yes. I don't know Greta Van Fleet, so I need to listen to Greta Van Fleet.
Well, if you get a chance, and if you're looking to just sit around downstairs, maybe get ready for the Tottenham game, and you're like, you know what? I haven't said I got to check out Greta Van Fleet. I think you'll be a big fan of what they bring to the table.
Will I hear it over the screaming at the television?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just saying that, you know.
Look at Kaner calling his own number there.
That's exactly what Kaner's doing.
That is what happened. Kaner just called his own number.
Are you going rogue? I want to talk about the struts and British bands, and you're over here.
We're not doing 6 minutes of a practice report. I mean, we're fine on the clock.
Yeah. It's called seeing something in the defense here. Call my own number.
It's the open day for Tennessee.
Garantano did that against Alabama. How'd that work out?
5-5, the Volunteers.
He just went rogue.
Where are they heading bowling? Well, how about they get one more win first before we actually start talking about postseason bowling? Tennessee, Missouri, it's happening next Saturday. Until then, it's a little bit of a mental break. Eric Kane, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Third straight week, Tennessee football owns the SEC Defensive Player of the Year honor. Linebacker Daniel Bettuli wrote on the award for the second time in the span. Of course, Bryce Thompson won it last week. Senior had 19 tackles for UT in the win at Lexington on Saturday. Jeremy Pruitt was asked post-game Saturday night what Daniel Bettuli means to the team as far as his leadership, his play on the field. Listen to the high praise Jeremy Pruitt gave Daniel Bettuli. This is Saturday night after the Kentucky win.
Daniel is he's smart. He's tough. He's dependable. He loves Tennessee. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader. He's instinctive. You want to have everybody. You want everybody on your team to be like Daniel Bettuli.
Some pretty high praise there from Jeremy Pruitt on Daniel Bettuli. I asked Daniel Bettuli moments later. I told him what Jeremy Pruitt said and asked if he had a response. This is Daniel Batuli's response.
You know, any compliment from Coach Pruitt, you really appreciate it. You don't get it much because he's so hard on us, and he's supposed to be so. Any compliment from Coach Pruitt saying that after coaching so many great players really means a lot. It really does.
Daniel Bettuli, again, 19 tackles against Kentucky. He is the SEC Defensive Player of the Week.
All right, what does the clock or the calendar look like this week? Would it be in the bye week? Like, what are the availabilities? Is there a media availability so fans can hear from the coach, or is everything kind of shut down during this off week?
Everything shut down until tomorrow, so there was no press conference on Monday, nothing today. Jeremy Pruitt will meet with the media at noon tomorrow. Practice will be open Wednesday and Thursday. And we'll meet with some players, I believe, tomorrow as well. So it's a little bit lighter in terms of, you know, obviously not a game, but in terms of media availability as well. But team is trying to get a little healthier. Darnell Wright and Jameer Johnson. Jameer Johnson played a little bit at Kentucky. Darnell Wright did not. Both were suited up. But those two guys need to get healthy over the off week. And, you know, Tennessee had 6 straight games. So this is a perfect time to rest and recover and try to finish out the remaining 2 games on the schedule.
Yeah, so also, we got the final We got the Missouri game. We kind of find out when it was going to be 7:30.
Yep.
It'll be, so that means no CBS game for Tennessee this year. It happened in 2014 as well.
Is this just, are we making something? I mean, nothing out of something. I mean,
I feel like it's literally something out of it. I mean, Tennessee doesn't deserve to play on CBS this year, in my opinion. Well, am I wrong?
Well, here's the thing. It's become the Alabama network a little bit this year.
Yeah, you're right.
If there was any game Tennessee should have been on, in my opinion, I understand why they didn't put Tennessee-Bama as the 3:30 game because of other games.
Yeah, and then there's been Florida here or there, LSU here or there, but that's it. It's the Alabama network right now.
And I get that, yeah. I don't know, especially with the way the season started. It's like, well, yeah, you're not going to get that.
And that's
game.
A lot of it. Like, and here's the thing. With Tennessee, you played trash at the beginning of the season. You play in the middle of the season, murderer's row, but you'd already lost to Georgia State and BYU. So, and then, I mean, I hate to say it, but the November schedule, man, ain't nobody trying outside of Columbia and East Tennessee trying to watch Missouri, Tennessee. Nobody's trying, like, you're not trying to watch that if you're in Atlanta or if you're in Savannah or if you're in Jackson, Mississippi. And that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to market this to larger than just East Tennessee and Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, so that game will be at 7:30 on the SEC Network. Again, no CBS game for Tennessee football this year. Today's UT Football Practice Report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
Obviously, they haven't announced the start times yet for those games for Week 13, but I'm actually highly interested on where they're going to be putting other big games up against Tennessee's 7:30 SEC Network slot.
So, okay, I just see this on social media. Disney Plus is launched the same day we have a bunch of snow in East Tennessee and kids are either out or delayed in schools. Does Disney control the weather? Your thoughts. 656-9900. I'm sorry, News Talk's not that. That's News Talk's down the hall.
Are you going to try to hit me next that Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, as a time traveler, can actually tell us everything that's happening, including maybe moving betting lines?
Ooh, what is your favorite sports conspiracy theory? I know we're up against it here.
It used to be storming and raining all day, and then right as soon as we went out for practice, sky would open up. It'd be 90 degrees. Like, Ken Sparks owns the weather. All right.
You know? If you really want me to tell you my favorite sports conspiracy theory, yeah. I'll be more than happy to tell you.
I believe the frozen envelope, just so you know. I believe the frozen envelope. I believe, or that something happened. I don't know if it was a frozen envelope. I believe the fix was in. I don't believe Michael Jordan just decided to go play baseball. I do think there was a wink, wink, nudge, nudge on the side about that.
Wow.
And also the Western, I do believe game six of the 2004 Western Conference Finals?
Kings-Lakers?
Yeah, Kings-Lakers game. Maybe that was 2001. You could not have watched that game and not believe the game was fixed. You could not have done it.
656-9900. I better get some spooky, scary type of conspiracy music coming up on the other side. That's all I'm going to say. By the way, your Western Conference Finals that year was 2002. Tyler Robbins, Will West, other side, 99.1 FM. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Monday Night Football saw the Seahawks and the 49ers their first loss of the season, 27-24 in overtime. Russell Wilson, 232 yards passing, a touchdown in the win. Some changes in the second College Basketball Associated Press poll. Kentucky at 1, Duke to 2, Michigan State to 3, Louisville at 4. Kansas slides in at 5. 6 through 10, North Carolina, Maryland, Gonzaga, Virginia, and Villanova. The SEC has a total of 4 teams inside the top 25, with Florida at 15, Auburn at number 22, and LSU checking in at number 23. In baseball, Mets slugger Pete Alonso and Astros designated hitter Yordan Alvarez won NL and AL Rookie of the Year honors, respectively. Tennessee, a big win on the road last night at Notre Dame. The Lady Vols won 74-63. Renai Davis, a career game, 33 points, 10 rebounds. But unfortunately, sophomore Zay Green has lost of the season with a torn ACL suffered over the weekend. Add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Lottery for a chance to win $500. It's a chance to win the jackpot drawing later as well. Have some fun now and later. Tennessee Cash from your Tennessee Lottery. Hey, it's 7:14. Little snowy roads out there. Get a check with Pete Michaels traffic in 15 seconds. I'm Eric Kane. Sorry, I'm falling asleep here, Tyler.
You got to let the music kick in.
Sir, right here.
You ride the game when the music kicks in.
Gosh, Kaner, be professional, dude.
Oh, that's never going to happen. So.
All right, so lit at school closings. Cobb County schools are closed, I do see. From Seth Butler from the Newport Plain Talk, the Cobb County schools are closed today. Sevier County schools, last I saw, still on a two-hour delay. Knox County schools still on a two-hour delay right now. Official snow total, 1.7 inches in Knoxville.
I'm telling you, next 10 minutes, they're going to be sending it down the wire.
Blount County schools are closed. Anderson County schools are closed. I guess we'll give you the full list coming up in just a second.
So you sure you want to hear this conspiracy theory?
Yes, this is the question I asked because a lot of people are asking the question. It's a snow day and schools are closed and or delayed on the day Disney Plus comes out and the kids are out of school. Does Disney control the weather?
Okay. Do you know what happened on September 6th of 1995?
Okay. What you got?
Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive games played streak.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you can go into the details of what exactly happened, and Will, it's absolutely remarkable how many games in a row that he played. For those of you wondering, 21-31. You've never heard the Kevin Costner conspiracy theory?
You don't actually buy that part, right? You buy the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. Kevin Costner. For those of you who don't know the conspiracy theory of what happened with Cal Ripken and the consecutive games played streak, there was a game that was played where there were lighting issues at Camden Yards. And the rumors are the reason why there were lighting issues was because Cal Ripken couldn't appear that day at the ballpark because Cal Ripken may or may not have walked in on his wife cheating on him with Kevin Costner.
So you believe that? Like, I believe that there was a time that they probably, like, I do believe that for whatever reason, Cal Ripken was going to make it to the ballpark. But I don't know, I don't believe the Kevin Costner.
Well, then
Costner
how does Kevin Costner get brought into this?
I don't
know. You don't randomly just grab an actor and just say, Kevin Costner.
Yes, people do that. Okay, so did you see the Fire Saban hashtag? And I even saw people at CBS and ESPN commenting on this. It was started by Tennessee fans screwing around.
Okay, well, listen, Vol Twitter's undefeated. I'm just just leave them alone.
Yeah,
but
people just buy into when they see something or hear something, they just repeat it. There are Rod Stewart and Richard Greer stories, whatever his name is, that we don't repeat, but those things are out there. Especially if it's about an actor, I just don't buy it.
At all.
Nothing that I ever hear about an actor I believe is true. All right, so
if it makes you feel any better, the story continues that Cal Ripken found him and beat the holy you-know-what out of Kevin Costner. Which makes me believe that Kevin Costner is just kind of a wimp, but he would probably do something like that.
Cal Ripken could take Kevin Costner, though.
I think Cal Ripken could take a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the Iron Man.
Kevin Costner, there are some movies that he played a tough guy, but it's like, if there was ever a studio gangster in movie history, Kevin Costner's the studio gangster, right?
See, when I think of Kevin Costner, I just think of professional ball player.
Yeah. We did this remember we did this over the summer, and people were talking about, could you take this actor or that actor?
Absolutely.
It turns out Ed O'Neill's has 13 black belts or something stupid like that.
And he can score how many touchdowns in a game?
Four touchdowns.
Sorry, I didn't watch Married with Children growing up, so I don't know the exact numbers.
All right, so Anderson County schools closed. Blount County schools are closed today. Campbell County schools are closed today. CAK, 2-hour delay. Carson Newman, 90-minute delay. Claiborne County schools closed. Cott County schools closed. Concord Christian, 2-hour delay. Let's see, trying to continue to go down the list and see who is in our listening area and who is not. First Baptist Academy of Powell is 2 hours late. First Baptist Concord, 2 hours late. And Granger County, Hamlin County, Hancock County, all closed. Heritage Christian is closed. Jefferson County Schools closed.
Go Patriots!
King's Academy closed, or 2 hours late. Excuse me, King's Academy, 2 hours late. Knox County right now, 2 hours late. Knoxville Christian School, 2 hours late. Knox County Head Start, 90 minutes late. Lenore City Schools, 2 hours delay. Let's see. Loudoun County Schools on a 2-hour delay. If we get any more information as this goes along, we will keep you updated.
Mike Key said something yesterday when he joined us on TSL that I want to bring to the table in hour number 3 of the program. I mean, look, there are a lot of current athletes right now in the world of sports where if you aren't arranging your schedule and spending your hard-earned money to see them, what are you even doing? And the person that comes to mind for Mike Keith may or may not have been the quarterback opposing the Tennessee Titans this past weekend. You'll hear from Mike again coming up in hour number 3.
Ooh, quick update. Sevier County schools are now closed.
Uh-oh, here it comes. So domino
there
it effect.
Goes. Sevier County schools was under 732. Have? You have 7 minutes left for the over-under on here whether Knox County school is going to close it on this
here
thing.
It comes. I'm going to hit this in the final 30 seconds, too. It's going to be a white knuckler the rest of the way. Tyler and Will, 99.1 FM. You're listening to the Esports Animal.
All right, Monroe County Schools closed.
That's
Clinton
right, baby.
City Schools closed.
Go ahead and say it, baby.
Here's the thing. We're past 7:32, Ivins. We have not gotten word on Knox County Schools, kid. Right now, Knox County Schools still on a 2-hour delay.
It's coming.
Kids, we are cheering for you.
Listen, if you're
we're
a decision maker.
For you.
If you're a decision maker for Knox County, you know, close schools, but wait until after 7:35, just so.
Just so Ivins loses.
Just so Ivins doesn't get that.
He already lost. It's already lost.
7:32.
Well, there we go. Go ahead and call it off now. I thought it was 7:35.
All right, man. Like, well, just you see some of the roads in like Halls and Coryton and stuff like that. And it's like, But you never know because you don't know how many of the decision makers like don't come off teams to Pike. You know what I mean?
I've seen numerous snaps and Instagram stories from Corrington this morning. Ain't no way they're going to school.
Yeah, well, the buses ain't going to be able to drive through that. Halls, yeah. The buses aren't going to be able to get through some of that.
I swear to you, if they call school off between now and five burning questions at the end of this segment, I'm going to fight somebody.
Do you just take a bad beat like
I'm gonna,
that? You're sending it into Stanford Steve or what?
I've already taken a bad beat last night in the Belmont-Sanford game.
Why are you paying attention to that?
No, no, no. I took the over. I took the under total. And somebody hit a 40-footer to end the first half, and it ended up busting me because I missed the total by 1 point.
You may have a problem if...
That's a good point.
A problem? No, because usually I'm winning.
Did you watch Belmont-Sanford to make it interesting?
No, because Will Bowling was doing courtside.
There you go.
My boy Will Bowling was doing courtside. Yeah, that's why I was doing it.
In the Tennessee Sports Media League right now. Exactly. I think I play him next.
Five burning questions where I just took an L on the over-under call time for delayed schools. I'm about to take another L because Kaner's got that look in his eye.
Head-to-head, toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano. It's time for five burning questions. Brought to you by Life Safety Inspections, saving lives one extinguisher at a time. It's not just a motto, it's how we do business.
It's my bad. It's Wes that's in the Sports Media League that I play next.
Will did a great job.
He's done a great job on like Alcoa stuff before, things like that. Will's a very nice, very good young broadcaster.
Doesn't he do color for Smokies?
He was mixed number two for a summer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Good for him.
Yeah. Right now, who is the best team in the NFL?
When healthy, I think it is still the San Francisco 49ers. When it's all said and done, it's going to be the Patriots. But right now, I think it is the San Francisco 49ers. Like next Sunday, it will be the San Francisco 49ers because I think Kittle and both and Emmanuel Sanders are supposed to be back.
It is the New England Patriots. It took me a minute to say it because I wanted to make sure that I was 100% prepared to say that. Look, you bring in Mohamed Sanu, you have a trio of guys in the backfield who can give you outstanding performances week in, week out, and you have arguably the best quarterback of all time and arguably the best head football coach of all time on your sidelines. Nobody's going to be able to stop the Patriots, even the Ravens, when they have to come to Foxborough in January.
Right now, who's the best team in college football?
LSU. That's who it is. I know Ohio State was number one. LSU has beaten teams with a pulse. Ohio State hasn't had to play a team yet with a pulse. So because of that, you have to give this to LSU, in my opinion.
How many teams has LSU defeated this year in the top 19 of the college football playoff rankings? 4. Correct answer, without question, is the Bayou Bengals. Yep.
I don't even understand the argument that it could be or should be anybody else whatsoever.
Nobody close.
I don't want to hear eyeball test. You just went into Saban's house and handed him his 5th loss in 10 years in Alabama. 5 losses. He has more national championships or had more national championships than losses
That's
at home.
Incredible. And you never Alabama. Trailed. You never trailed. Yeah,
and you beat them down.
Today is Sammy Sosa's 51st birthday. Does Sosa belong in the Hall of Fame?
Nope. No way, shape, or form. Never does he need to be along in the Hall of Fame. I don't even care if they actually create a wing of the Hall of Fame that says asterisk or steroids or performance-enhancing drugs. Sammy Sosa, just a lot of the things he was doing even after his game was over, Sammy Sosa's not a likable guy. Sure. Oh, did he save baseball in 98? Yes. Him and McGuire teamed up and saved baseball, but Sosa, nowhere close to Cooperstown.
No, he's not. You know, I don't put any of these guys in. Roger Clemens not getting a whiff. Andy Pettit's never getting a whiff. I would question putting David Ortiz in, ever, because of the Mitchell report. Look, if you did roids, you're gone. That's just how I would do this.
I wish it was that way. I really wish it's that way, but Clemens is getting in.
He is.
Clemens is going to get in, but he shouldn't get in.
A Yankee, Pettit's going to be the first one, right? Because he's a Yankee. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everybody will get in.
I think Pettit's going to get a pass because he was the first one to come clean.
Did he come clean-ish? And also, he's like,
he didn't deny it. First, he did deny it. Then it was, hey, we caught you red-handed.
He said he did it once. So it's like, well, how many times did you really do it?
One time to just, you know what I mean?
Did you come back from injury? Tyler, you're a big David Ortiz fan, though. So no Ortiz in the Hall? Without a doubt, nothing?
Poppy's getting in the Hall of Fame.
Red Sox and Yankees are getting in.
Poppy's getting in the Hall of Fame. I would put Poppy in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you say something different there. It's Russell Wilson's 31st birthday. Would you want Russell Westbrook?
Thank you.
Will, remember that time you did that all show long?
I did it the entire time.
It's also Russell Westbrook's 31st birthday. Would you want Russell Westbrook on your team?
I don't have a problem with Russell Westbrook. I do have a problem with Russell Westbrook not giving up the basketball. Now, so far, it's been kind of one of those, we'll see if it works come June and July. For Houston, right now, Russell Westbrook is a good ball player as long as you don't have another Russell Westbrook on your team like James Harden.
Look, if I'm Tyler, yes, I want Russell Westbrook on my team because the Knicks aren't good and he can get me into the playoffs probably as a 4 or 5 seed. I'm a Celtics fan. We're trying to win. So, no, I don't want Russell Westbrook on my team because he makes your team worse by being there unless he's taking a, like carrying a group of scrubs or young players into the playoffs. But put him on with other playoff players, he's just going to ball hog the whole thing, and I don't need him dominating the ball like that.
Does it bother you that Tennessee doesn't play a game on CBS this year?
None whatsoever. I mean, there's a lot of people out there wondering why we can't see, you know, Gary Danielson. I don't have to hear Gary Danielson. I don't have to hear the CBS jingle coming in and out of break. I don't need an Aflac trivia question. Is what it is. When Tennessee gets good, Tennessee can be on CBS. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, no, it does, because it speaks to relevancy. And it goes to show you that, like, we're watching Tennessee do all these things that are really, really fun right now and seeing this great comeback and rebuild. And I don't know if anybody else in the nation's paying attention to this whatsoever. So it's another reason why people keep picketing against Tennessee, and all of us in Knoxville are like, what are you talking about? Tennessee's going to win this football game. I hate the lack of relevancy that comes with not being on CBS.
Tyler, you get the win because I agree with you. Get better and you'll be on CBS.
That's just the way it is. I mean, look, it's a small little, I guess, consolation prize of, hey, we're on CBS because we got better. Tennessee's not there yet, but hopefully next year they will be. Chip, Life Safety Inspections, bringing you 5 burning questions here on a Tuesday.
The LSITN.com for Life Safety Inspections. Anything to do with fire suppression systems, they are the ones to call. They're licensed inspectors at Life Safety Inspections. Sales, service, installation, they could do it all. Find out more about Life Safety Inspections, LSITN.com.
I don't care what anybody says. Knox County schools will eventually be closed for today.
7:40 right now. We have not gotten the, I mean, they've did an everywhere around that, right?
I wonder.
Those roads in Coryton and Halls.
I wonder what the line would have been had about 9 minutes.
Ooh.
7:30. So I'm going to buy 9 minutes.
And growing up, if it rained, we were out in Jeff County. Jeff County and Granger, we were always out.
I'm telling you, Sevier County was just real nice for
We had Chestnut Hill, much like the situation.
Okay, where we had Pittman Center. Up on top of the mountain in Pittman Center, it'd snow all the time. It'd snow in April.
I mean,
they'd be like, you're out of school. It's 58 degrees.
Exactly.
They'd be like, sorry, Mom, going to go play this basketball.
At Tyler Ivins, at Will West WNML, at TSL99.1. So much more we have to get into, including your chance to play the game in the next 20 minutes here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
And he is taken. Ball is out. And Clowney's got it. And Seattle's on the board. Just like that, things can change so quickly.
As Joe Tessitore on the call last night, Monday Night Football, the Seahawks handed the 49ers their first loss of the season, 27-24. In overtime, Russell Wilson threw for 232 and a touchdown in the win. Some changes in the second college basketball AP poll. 1-5 is Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State, Louisville, Kansas. 6-10, North Carolina, Maryland, Gonzaga, Virginia, and Villanova. SEC has 4 teams inside the top 25, of course. Kentucky up top with Florida 15, Auburn at 22, LSU at 23. Kelly Harper pulled off a signature win, the first one of her Lady Vol coaching tenure. Tennessee defeated number 15 Notre Dame on the road last night, 74-63. Renaya Davis put forth 33-10. However, sophomore Zay Green is out indefinitely with a torn ACL. Daniel Batuli named the SEC Defensive Player of the Week after 19 stops at Kentucky. It's the third straight week a volunteer has been named Defensive Player of the Year for the Defensive Player of the Week for the conference. Daniel Batuli second in the span. Add quick cash to your next Tennessee Lottery for a chance to win $500. Plus, it's a chance to win the jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later with Tennessee Cash from your Tennessee Lottery. It's 7:42. Get a check of the roads. 15 seconds. That'll be with Pete Michaels Traffic. I'm Eric Kane.
Welcome back into the starting lineup. 7:49 this morning. Still no word on Knox County Schools. Everybody else around us is pretty much closed at this point. Knox County Schools still sitting at the 2-hour delay as far as we can tell. Cater, did you stay up for the entire Monday Night Football game last night?
I did.
Look at that. Look who's a team player. Look who's burn the midnight oil to make sure they know what's going on with everything.
I'm just trying to be better at my job. And I'm a night owl anyway, even though we wake up at the crack of dawn.
I know. It's like fighting your nature every day to be able to come in here.
I know. And it was such a great football game. It really was.
Ivins is over there watching Belmont and Samford first half over-unders stuff like that.
Going to watch a good football game.
So that's Lady Vols last night with a very nice win. Kelly Harper, the first real signature win from her. And to do so with that, Zay Green being announced that she tore her ACL in practice over the weekend. She'd been the leading scorer heading into that game to then go up to South Bend and get that victory. Goodness, that was a very nice win for them. Renaya Davis kind of went off, knocked down a lot. She didn't knock down everything she saw, but she knocked down a lot of shots last night. And she even said after the game, they asked her what was the difference, and she said, well, I was hitting shots. So that good on her for kind of recognizing that. The biggest thing is what they did defensively and what they did on the rebounding. It's one of the things that I'm not trying to rip Holly Warlick, but it's one of the things that seemed to slip from what Pat always said, was you can always defend and you can always rebound, because that's about effort, not talent. But to see that kind of come back last night, I think was something that felt really good for Lady Vol fans. After maybe last year's team didn't seem to like each other, didn't want to defend as a team, didn't seem to want to rebound as a team. So I think seeing that made you feel like, look, maybe this isn't a top 10 Lady Vol team this year, but it could be a Lady Vol team that sneaks into the top 25 or maybe ends up making a little bit of noise in the women's NCAA tournament this year.
I saw a nugget last night while I was doing a little digging, watching that Samford-Belmont basketball game.
Was it Samford or Sanford? What do we have?
Samford, like S-A-M-F-O-R-D.
Okay, Samford. Yeah. Okay.
Renaya Davis is the first Lady Vols player with 30 and 10 and against a ranked opponent since Candace Parker did it against Notre Dame in the Sweet 16 back in 2008. So Renaya Davis dropping 33 and 10 last night, first time that's been done in a decade.
Two guards going double figures for the rebound totals as well. And again, I go back to Pat Summitt saying that produced a show, and Pat Summitt was here. She was on the morning show that I was producing. And she came in about half an hour early and just sat in the control room with her and the guy that was the SID at the time. I think Debbie was still the SID at the time. And we're sitting there, and she just is talking about I was just completely terrified, right, the entire time.
Probably should have been.
And I called her Coach Summitt, and she said, Pat. And I said, Coach Summitt again, and she just stared at me, and I was like, oh, Lord.
So
I peed my pants.
You got that stare?
I didn't get that stare.
That legendary stare?
I did not get the stare. I got a stare.
Okay.
So I peed my pants a little bit, just a little bit. But first thing she said when she came on the air was she talked about rebounding and defense. And she's like, the one thing I always preach is you can rebound and you can defend. I don't care how much talent you have. That's about effort, not talent. And to see the Lady Vols dominate Notre Dame on the boards like that, I mean, absolutely dominate them on the boards, it felt like it was harkening back just a little bit to the old school days of Lady Vol basketball.
We had somebody tweet at us, both of us, last night, asking if we'd like to refresh our start bench cuts from last week.
I'm still going to go 5 year. It's 5 years.
Start bench cut, 5 year window. Yeah. Who finds success first? And then that would be championship success.
Who's in the better? Who's in better shape in 5 years?
Say whoever you will. Men's basketball, women's basketball, Tennessee football.
I said start men's basketball, bench Tennessee football, cut women's basketball, because at the time I had no clue whatsoever what they were going to do.
Right.
I might flip Tennessee football and women's basketball, though.
I started men's basketball. I misspoke. I started women's basketball. I benched Tennessee football, and I cut men's basketball.
I started men's basketball. I can't remember the other two, but this morning I will start men's basketball. I'll probably bench Tennessee football and cut women's basketball.
You still don't believe they'll find success despite a top 15 victory. Now, granted, digging, Notre Dame graduated over 10,000 career points.
Yeah, no, Notre Dame graduated everybody. That's still a ranked Notre Dame team, but it's not a – here's the thing. Here's why I'm saying this. I don't need in the middle of January three people on hold to complain about the fact that Kelly lost to an SEC team that they thought that was unranked, because that's coming this year. It is. This is a very, very good win. Don't take anything away from that. Let's also not go ahead and start booking our tickets to the Final Four just yet.
It's the third game of the year, and it's one game. Impressive.
And they're going to lose games they're not supposed to, so nobody lose their mind and say Kelly's not the one if they lose the game they're not supposed to this year.
It's a basketball season. That happens every year. Yeah. I mean, you like what Tennessee did. My only thing with Tennessee last night, and again, a lot of things to love about that game, Were they playing on emotional high, you know, playing for Zay Green first game, you know, following her injury, and you hope that...
Hey, look, if they would have carried that high over, at halftime, they had Notre Dame shooting 29% from the field.
Yeah, they dominated the offensive boards.
But the fourth quarter, somewhere around three and change left, whatever Kelly had to call that timeout, maybe it's four.
They went like 330 without scoring.
So they're not scoring. They're standing around watching on defense a little too much, and you could say, okay, you filled this thing getting away from them. Kelly Harper calls a timeout, and the team comes back out and handles their business and closes it out, and they get it together. And that's something we've missed around here for a long time. So that I thought was big, because it's one thing to play on an emotional high like you're talking about. Uh-huh. It's another thing to completely lose momentum, and it feels like, oh, no, here comes Notre Dame at home. And instead, timeout called, got things back in order, made a couple of adjustments, bam, Lady Vols close it out.
I guess the order I'm going with this morning when saying men's basketball starting, benching football, and then cutting women's basketball, it just turns to recruiting right now. And that's, you know, Kelly Harper's fresh into this thing, so really she hadn't gotten a chance so far. But, you know, Rick is recruiting like crazy. Jeremy's, you know, recruiting well. And this class right now is turning out to be pretty well so far. And so we'll see what Coach Kelly Harper has.
Do you want your chance to play the game?
Also, it's 7:55. And no announcement for Knox County Schools of a closing.
I'm tired of playing this game. I want to play a real game.
Yeah, so 2 hours late right now still for Knox County Schools. Otherwise, just about everybody else is closed.
The one that involves a wheel that gets spun to find out what we're playing. We hit the random. We'll see if Hurricane can muscle up and actually get a full... We can do Price is Right rules here at TSL. It's got to do a full spin or it doesn't count. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Remember, you also qualify the final day for Garth Brooks tickets. Garth will be at Neyland this Saturday evening. You're on 99.1 FM, you're listening to The Sports Animal.